I'm going to hold it. I'm going to sit down and I'll hold it for you.
Hold yeah, it. I want you to sit over here and hold it for me.
Good.
I got it.
Okay. You don't want me to hold... It's, I mean, it's right between your legs. I can probably hold it.
Yeah, just go ahead and grab onto it.
Yeah. I'm just...
All right, mic check, Jeff.
Okay. I'm checking to put this microphone on. Okay. Check, check, check. Hello. I'm talking into this microphone. Check, test, 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 test. Hi, 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 hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Brad?
Hello. Hi, Vinny. Are you confined to the control room after all?
Yes. Okay. Confined. Good
morning. All right. Nice knowing you.
Alexa.
This is my mic. Turn the bass up all the way, please, because I sound sick as always. I don't think
and
I have a voice anymore.
Pitch you
actually.
Down like an octave.
Matt Rory.
Hey,
too much bile.
Now I'm talking into my mic. I'm talking into my mic.
Drew Scanlon.
Hey, this is my microphone. There are many like it, but this one is mine. I'm trying to log in here to this website, but it's going pretty slow still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freaking Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Say it again. It's weird that your my name is your password.
Yep.
Hey.
Want something no one would ever want to type ever.
We've never been logged into Jive Bomb ever.
Good thing there are no live streams going on right now.
That's right.
Otherwise my password Alexis would be
yep.
out there on the internet.
That'd be unacceptable.
It's A-L...
3.
Bracket, or caret 3, so a heart.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
1-5.
This is pretty much just like the day that the internet went dark.
Yeah, I mean, we are the internet, so if we're dark, then, I mean, what else is left?
I'm the internet and the law.
Yep.
It'll be at least 5 more minutes.
I must be a judge. What's Armin DeSante doing right now?
Hey, Drew, can I get some PC audio?
Some PC audio? Absolutely. How about that?
You want to turn off the volume second?
How about that?
How was that for you?
Perfect. Perfectly. I can come down a little if you're getting some bleed on the mics, but otherwise it's fine.
It's going to be 4 p.m. before we can actually do this, so still fine. Sorry.
Really?
They have to roll out some changes. I don't even know what all these technical terms are, but...
Let me see.
Nignix.
Engine X.
Yeah, we message after people.
Yeah, I want to tell
you.
Yeah. Yep. This is the real stream right here.
Mm-hmm. Can you take questions from your Mixler?
Yeah. If people have some questions, go ahead and ask some questions. Why is shit all fucked up? That's a good question.
I don't know. Ask the internet's favorite web portal.
Yeah.
Do we have 15 minutes, Matt?
No.
Okay. I'll go back to my desk. I'll be back.
All right.
I mean, he's like, I'm going to go do things.
Where can I... Where can I get that maple sauce stuff Drew was eating?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yeah.
Yep. It's called maple cream?
Yeah, it was maple cream.
Maple
it's just
cream,
it's pure
sauce.
Maple cream, not sauce, it's cream.
It's from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the cream that you're putting on your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, the maple cream.
The cream sauce.
The stuff from last night, or early this morning.
No, this is stuff from this afternoon.
I meant like early, like 2 a.m.
No, that's different stuff.
Got it. But still tasty.
I have a question, Jeff.
Okay.
What does the WK and Andrew WK stand for?
William Knight.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
I interviewed that guy one time. He was sick.
Was he still partying?
Yeah.
Like with an illness?
Yes.
Oh.
Also, he was sick.
What do you think of Annie Potts? I'm pro Potts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Pop Secret Popcorn. Mm. Who's Harry Crumb? Ghostbusters.
Who's Harry Crumb? Yeah. It's been a while.
It's a great movie.
Is Netflix still working on here? Can we just watch that?
Just
yeah. Netflix.
It's probably not on here because anytime you want to see something, it is never actually on Netflix.
It'll never be on Netflix. I want to watch Who's Harry Crumb because why not?
That should totally work. Alexis, get on that. Netflix.com/Ghostbusters doesn't work.
Maybe it would if you were signed in, dog.
Timebomb.com/Ghostbusters.
Also wouldn't work because we have the ID number at that.
Well, if we had a vanity URL.
Yeah, we could make that work.
No, actually, we should actually be able to change that because I think when we did it for GameSpot, well, the problem is that the URLs.
Also, the vanity URLs suck because if you put a slash, they don't work.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah, and the URL, the linker in the WYSIWYG editor auto puts a slash on there. You can't not have a slash. That's a bug.
Perfect.
That's a bug.
So you should make all your vanity use with a slash. You can't?
You can't, because then there'd be two slashes. It's a bug. Oh, this is a bug. Oh, this is a bug, all right.
Huh.
Man, I really wish they would update this site. The site hasn't updated since 2008.
Mm. You should be able to go to giantbomb.com/Chicago. I think I set that up as a vanity URL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I think on GameSpot, we do like gamespot.com/Titanfall, whereas on Giant Bomb, it's /Titanfall/the wiki ID number.
Right.
Right, so that was a change that maybe...
I thought they still had a wiki ID. I thought they still had some kind of ID number that would...
No, I don't think so. I think it's actually slash the game name.
That's weird.
Well, I think it makes sense. It's stronger for, like, SEO.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know? So, but, you know, I like my ID numbers.
I think the ID numbers are clunky and kind of assy, but, you know, I still feel like there's something more than, whatever. We have so many different pages with the same name that would just be weird.
That's the problem, right? So, like, we have...
9 Tetris pages, but, I mean, so do they.
Yeah. I think maybe it's because we have the objects, and so, like, right. They don't have objects, associations, all that kind of stuff.
The original GameSpot URL structure was platform, genre, game ID, and it was an 8-character... like abbreviation of the game name.
Huh.
So it would be like /PS2/Action/Doom.
Now, would there be multiple genres for a
game? You had one. There were 7 genres. Every game had to be in exactly one genre because that's what games were then.
Drew, please describe what is happening on screen. All I see is a man that looks like he's built out of pretzels, but he's got his arm in between the other dude's legs,
uh-huh.
And there's... It looks like a pretzel's molesting a Power Ranger.
Mm.
Would that be an accurate description?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is typecastwookie.blogspot.com.
Great.
They take pictures and put quotes next to them.
Oh, is this like that? There's that new one. It's like facts with hot chicks or something like that. And it's like encyclopedia. Like it's like to make you smarter, but they put all the stuff on top of like pictures of like attractive females.
Okay.
So. It's like a Tumblr, right? So every day you get like, you know, your hot tip or hot info for the day, right?
Huh.
You know, like, I don't know, there's this many ounces in a pint.
This is how many bones there are in your feet.
Exactly.
I've been checking this site periodically throughout the years. It has not updated since 2008. So I've seen this picture a lot.
Yeah.
Just now I'm noticing that this woman is spewing into a trash can.
Yep.
Yep.
Look at that guy. That guy looks amazing.
Yeah.
What does he have? Like, are those? I was gonna say, I thought there were hanging like chains off of his belt.
No, I think those are zippers.
Those are just. Is that piping? Is that zippers?
I think they're zippers.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Zipper pants.
Yeah.
Live life in the fast lane. You never know when shit might just
fall out.
Fly right out of your.
Look at that. Fuck it. Is that? What is that?
Horse with a fireworks on. Is
that like a KKK horse? Look at that thing.
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, Jeff has the same portrait of himself.
Yeah, that's, of course.
When are we ever going to start our two new video shows? One is just us watching the internet.
Yep.
And the other one is the Quick Cooks.
Oh, Quick Cooks.
The Quick Cooks cooking show?
I don't know. You go parlay a deal with the Chow Kitchen downstairs to...
Sean Koontz. Chow presents Quick Cooks with Sean Koontz.
Yeah. Quick Cooks with Sean Koontz.
I think we could probably make that happen.
Yeah.
I always work down there, so...
It's true, yeah, yeah.
We could. Hey, if you wanted to start up a cooking show... Well, basically, my premise for it was me and Drew would make something
because
mm-hmm. we like to think we know how to cook stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And then just have you make your own version.
All right.
Sous vide, that's sous dumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What a sous waste of time, vide. I went to Burger King while y'all were heating up this oven.
Basically, I just see all the recipes just being made by you with zero vegetables. Or maybe one.
Yeah, like a...
Like, what's your limit on amount of vegetables into a piece of content?
What's your most tolerated vegetable?
You know, I think it's, you know, like anything that would go into, like, a stew, I'm typically okay with. You can be like a beef stew, you can put just about anything in there.
Right. Carrots,
really? Yeah, oh yeah, carrots, peas, celery, sure.
Potatoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are vegetable potatoes?
They're starch, technically, aren't they?
Dunk anything into a stew?
Probably. I mean, anything. Yeah.
Great. Good to know.
This may be my favorite.
This is great. It's a nice beard. That's like the Mario Brothers. What's going on there?
Meanwhile, in Russia.
Those are the worst,
yeah.
But also best Marios ever. Look at it.
Alexis, I want to go golfing just so I can wear pants like these.
Great.
You don't need to go golfing to wear pants like those.
Hmm. Never considered that.
I'm concerned that we're not going to have photos like when we look back at our photos in like 10 years, they're not going to look this awesome. I mean, maybe this one will. I mean, this one could have been taken yesterday. But there's just something nice about like the whole 70s, 80s, 90s even.
Well, you're just not using the right Instagram filters, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. Damn it.
Also, like all photos are shit now because who cares? Because you just hold up your phone and snap out, like, 20 of them, and then they take up no space at all, so you keep everything, and then you're just like, what? Why do I have 30 screenshots of my home screen? Because I must have drunkenly hit both. So my photo stream is just garbage.
I really shouldn't have gone to the bathroom.
Yeah, you really fucked this up.
That's a good one. Shit hurts.
What is the site supposed to be? What do they bill it themselves as? Just like, here are awesome pictures we found on the internet?
There is wisdom behind those hip waders.
Okay.
I think it's literally just, we found a crazy picture, here's a profound quote next to it.
Okay.
Isn't this juxtaposition funny?
Vinny, do you have the iPhone? Yes. Did it pick back up?
No.
No?
Did it just plug it back in?
Yeah.
I like that Drew is just endlessly insane.
It's a very large sock monkey.
Also, are you allowed to Mixler if you're not on your way to an A&W or some other sort of eating establishment?
No, it's against the law.
Is this your first non-moving Mixler?
It's stationary Mixler. It's weird. I don't know. It feels wrong. That man's making that bottle hover. I mean, look at it. Yes.
I like his hair. You can do that haircut.
Yeah.
Show up to the barber with that haircut.
Show up to the barber with this picture and go, I need this.
You got any of these? If you could shape my eyebrows, too, that'd be much appreciated.
They're pushing
now,
so it
should be a couple more. Okay. We should try playing Couch Joust.
You know what we should have done during this time? We knew this was going to go this long. We should have just created an article that said, chat will be up in like 30 minutes. And we should just live blog it. We should just put the CMS to our pieces.
Live blog the repairs or whatever is going on.
Well, just keep people entertained, right? You keep refreshing. It's like when they do those, like, the articles when they're watching, like, the iPhone be announced or some bullshit like that. And it's just a guy keeps updating the same article over and over
again,
right? They have automated systems for that now, but, like,
All that, like, cover it live and
all that kind of shit.
Well, the difference is that site is up, so...
Well, I think our site is up, but just not...
They're just doing their push or whatever, yeah.
We just didn't know if it was going to be able to maintain for chat, right?
Got me, man.
That's fairly
loaded. Are you dreams?
I'm having a dream. 25 cents so far.
When you make fart noises, do you go one hand? Do you ever do the two hands?
Well, the two hand, I think, is less effective.
I like the two finger on the cheek.
You
can kind of,
Yeah. I feel like I don't necessarily even need fingers. I can just, go mouth only and just... Like that, yeah. That's
that
a.
Was like, you were doing really well. And then
then I started doing really well.
Oh, and then Chipotle happened, and you were just, holy shit, what happened?
Yeah. 3 more minutes for the new push to take play. T minus three.
Whoa, Drew, scroll up a little bit. Yeah.
So doesn't have a quote though.
Control plus.
Still, you wonder about your symbol.
Yep.
I'm just into that dude.
There we go. That guy. Look, it's Mario.
Well, one suspender is really the.
That's all you need.
Fashion forward, really. He needs it, though.
He's got his hand to hold up the other part of the pants.
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag? What's in his magic bag? What's in Daddy's bag? Peaches.
Good luck, man. See, that one they left blank because they just wanted you to make your own story.
I guess so.
Really speaks for itself.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad, too, because it's a blog spot, so we have no idea who created this.
Yeah.
Nobody owns the domain, but it's probably going to be up forever, because nobody has to worry about the domain.
Yep. Yeah. Up until the point when someone just buys Blogspot for... I'm
trying to remember who told me about this site. I think it was a guy at Backbone.
Hmm.
Just, yeah. Just re-host Cocaine Mountain on Blogspot. Smart enough to buy all the URLs?
No. I think a lot of them are still registered. It's just the hosting that's not.
Well, not registered. Sorry, we just like sign up for every
right.
Like,
yeah.
Just, you know.
I've got a guitar and an old gun.
I think about 3 more minutes, Vinny. Sorry, I'm keeping an eye on the developer chat.
You are more into than I have.
Are there any more questions here in this chat?
Look how happy this guy is.
He's like a little kid.
I wouldn't be too if I was surfing on a...
What is that, like a Gundam fighter?
Gundam or something.
Look at that thing. Like a mock set of it.
This guy says Wendy's is the best. Yeah, it's up there.
What is the best, Jeff?
Hmm?
What is the best?
I don't think there is one best. I think, you know, it's like...
Whatever
you need at the time. You'll have different desires, you know? Sometimes you'll want, you know, some Jack-in-the-Box tacos, and you can't get those anywhere else, but that's a very specific craving. So.
Hey, Mary, you want to start the chat?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a promo for it. It's still not loading. But let me make a promo for it first. I changed the time. Let me make some promos real quick, and I'll launch it. Or did they say it's okay to launch?
They said, yeah, launch the chat if you can because people are just hammering the refresh on it, which is adding to the problem. So if they can get in and stop refreshing.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Vinny, what's your dream pinball table license?
Jeez.
All right, chat.
Probably batteries not included.
Batteries not included would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Critters?
Yeah. I would
see,
play it.
Yeah, Killer Clowns from Outer Space one, right? I'm sure I remember seeing that pinball table somewhere.
Does the TurboGrafx-16 have any advantages to the PC engine? I mean, they run different games. You can get an adapter to run Japanese games on the US system, but they're the exact same system. The ports, the controller ports on a US TG-16 are big and dumb, so the controllers won't work on, like, if you went and bought a Duo. You would need adapters to get the controllers to work. So get a Duo or get some sort of Japanese system just because those controllers are all uniform. That's what I think. What's your gum flavor choice? Chew gum, Vinny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kick ass.
Yeah.
Occasionally, whichever one I'm not out of.
Uh-huh.
Ass or gum.
Uh-huh. You're never out of ass. I'm sorry, what?
Ass flavored gum.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I get both done at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. That's smart.
Is that tropical flavored?
It depends where you go, where you buy it.
Wow.
It's like suntan lotion.
Chat should be up.
Sunglass lotion flavored gum.
Yeah. Sunglass lotion.
Sunglass lotion.
Yeah. Lotion for your sunglasses. Chat should be up, you say?
Yeah, it's going to be. Might have to take a couple minutes, a couple tries again.
Okay.
Please stand by. Please stand by.
5 minutes.
I'm just gonna listen.
Yeah. Fruit Stripe was lies. Fruit Stripe was the best.
It was the best for like 60 seconds.
Yep. And that's why they gave you 30 pieces, because you could just keep inserting more pieces until you had an entire pack of Fruit Stripe in your mouth.
Kind of the audio is cutting in and out again.
That's great.
Really?
Audio issues galore. Same problem again. Same stuff with audio. Audio is too far.
What's that being possible?
Wirecast? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I swear to fucking God, man.
Yeah.
Even in the future, nothing works.
I mean, assuming the audio stuff.
Well, I need to ask Vinny what profile he had loaded. If he had the old one loaded, then it's good. If he had the new one loaded, then madness. Hey, Vinny.
Hi.
What was the last profile you had loaded up on the Wirecast? Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, so there's a Chrome extension that checks if chat is up, and that was what...
Yeah, I always wondered if that kind of kludgy notification thing would take a toll. Makes sense. Yeah, someone made a, you know, it's like a tray thing that pops up when stuff goes live, or they let you know when chat goes up, so it's just constantly hitting the chat URL to figure out if it's up or not. Yeah. Good problem to have.
I know, but that shouldn't
be there. Nope. No, it shouldn't.
Well, apparently they're using Yahoo connections to do it, and they're just kind
of... Oh, they're using like one of the Yahoo pipe things?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, the Yahoo pipe stuff can definitely take a toll. Interesting. Yep.
Yeah, I got some stuff going on. Yep.
Some Netflixing?
No.
Some couch time?
I need to cancel my Netflix. I keep forgetting.
Oh, okay. My Blu-rays.
Yeah.
That VPN stuff works. I got that pretty good.
Oh, what do you really...
Is this privacy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're just like VPNing
seems
foreign, like BBC videos and stuff.
But you're renting Blu-rays from Netflix, or you just buy
them? No, I get them sent to me. And I never buy stuff anymore. But
sure.
I still like the Blu-ray over streaming.
Sure, sure.
I think I'm going to go buy a copy of Torque on Blu-ray.
Got you.
Nice.
YouTube. Sure.
Yep.
I'm surprised with the quality of Netflix on the PS4. It's half a decent. It's not going to be Blu-ray, but...
Yeah, I got the Super HD streaming,
but it works. I mean, if I'm going to stream anything into my home, it's going to be professional wrestling from the early to mid-80s.
That's not on Netflix.
Exactly.
You still streaming?
Did you sign up for that WWF stuff?
Yeah.
It's like your lifeline.
It's there's so much weird old shit that it's like just good to just like I'm gonna put on this random 1984 pay per view WCW thing and just like it'll just be on while I'm working. Just look over and go, that is so stupid.
Stream the audio like through your house?
No.
What you think about that?
No, I have two like airport expresses that I could that I have speakers hooked up to one of them, but it's my home theater setup that would also be where the PS4 is, so that's kind of pointless. And I guess I could hook it up in the other room, but it's I don't know. I don't have great speakers anywhere else other than in that room, so it's kind of not that worthwhile. The Tiger Stripe motorcycle.
Doesn't need out of fur.
Catch on fire. Look at that thing. It's amazing. Sure, that's your next motorcycle. Mm-hmm. For your first. Yeah, that Yahoo API was sending 2,000 requests a minute. 1 wrote it in Mixler chat saying they saw it on Twitter. So I don't know if Danny said something or.
For a second, it would be crazy.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. Yep. You building me a wiki homepage.
Jesse to work on that header nav stuff.
Hello. Can we start the show?
I think so. It looks like everything is fine in chat. Did the sound go out again?
Yeah.
It quit out, or?
What's that?
The sound is gone again, or?
No, it should be good.
Okay. I don't have speakers on the side.
All right.
Maybe listen for a second back there, Jimmy. I'm not sure if I just heard it cut out, but.
I hear it.
People over here are saying the audio is good. Think it was.
Drew, were you there?
Yeah.
During that comment? What was it that he was comparing it to? It was Mountain Dew and, oh, crab juice. It was like the first episode of, the one was episode of Simpsons.
Right? Oh.
They're talking about crab juice or Mountain Dew.
And figured they were both fake?
He thought they were both a joke. Because Mountain Dew does sound kind of like
something. Sure. Ireland not big on the Mountain Dew. Not a lot of mountains.
Not big on yellow school buses either.
What? What do they have?
Parents drive their kids to school.
Oh, okay. I thought you, because you said yellow, I figured that you were going to say that they were green or something.
Tie-dye.
Yeah. I saw there was a tie-dye school bus that used to be near my house.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. And it was just, it was, you know, like purple, just like all kinds of ridiculous bullshit all over it. I don't know what the situation, like, who was in this bus, like, what they were actually up to, but it was, you know, it was like...
I know Jeff.
Drugs. They were up to drugs. You know, that's actually, I'm sure you're actually 100% right that that's, that's what was in there, but there, the back of the bus, it was just, that's, they had written a bunch of stuff on there, and it just said, like, they had drawn, like, eyelashes coming off the lights, and it just said, "Dance when flashing." And then it was just a tie-dye school bus, and I thought it was total bullshit. Hmm. And
it was, like, parked on the side of the road, so everyone couldn't help but see it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And that's probably when I first kind of started developing a real good hatred for hippies. Was right about that time.
I thought you were going to say hatred for school buses.
And school buses. I mean, I didn't really ever, I never really rode on a school bus when we were having a field trip. Like, I always lived close enough to school that it was never a big deal.
We had a bunch of broken down school buses around my house for some reason. We just used them as, like, clubhouses.
Sure.
Like, they do okay.
Do you ever, like, want to just bury a school bus and then, like, have a cool underground fort? They do that in Breaking Bad. Do they do that in Breaking Bad? I didn't see Breaking Bad, but they...
I want to say Terminator 2?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You'd have to bury the entire thing and then just make, like, a little walk.
Hole in the top or something to get into the, you know. And if any of the glass breaks or anything like that, you're probably totally fucked. Hello. It's Friday. Hello, we're here. We're having a show. The show is going to happen. It is going to occur. It is 4 o'clock and some change on Friday. I'm Jeff from GiantBomb.com. Welcome to Unprofessional Fridays.
Jeff.
I broke. What
did you do?
The smile was too professional. I think I fucked everything up. I think I fucked everything up.
Yeah.
I think I fucked.
No, the frame rate was pretty bad for a bit there. Maybe, just trying to.
Yeah. All right. Hello.
Your smile had too many frames in it.
Too much.
Good.
It's fine. It's fine.
Hamburger.
It's fine. We have some video games here and some other stuff to enjoy. It's Diet Coke.
Jeff, while you are continuing to do your intro, I don't want to interrupt or anything. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to pull up the chat to see what game I should play.
All right. That's right.
Well,
that's
going to take a couple minutes.
It's going to be interactive here between the chat lag and everything else that's going on. We're going to, you know, he's going to run a poll. And you're going to be able to select which games that you think Drew should play on the show.
Right, but I'm not doing it yet.
He's not doing it yet. He's going to do it here pretty soon. And when he's going to do it, he's going to hit go, and then you need to vote. So go ahead and start the poll.
I will.
Oh, someone else made a poll. What the fuck? We need poll control.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I would like? Who started the poll?
Yeah.
So some accountability.
Go and say, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're starting, like, terrible polls.
Yeah.
These are all bullshit. Jesus.
This problem of anonymity we have on the internet, Jeff.
Yeah. No accountability.
Yeah. All right. This one is ending in 2-1. Boom.
All right. So go ahead and vote. You know, Drew's downloaded a handful of
games,
and
are.
He's not sure what they are. I know what one of them is, because I know we played it. We played Twin Sector at some point. Vinny, we played Twin Sector at some point.
Am I still alive?
Right?
That seems likely.
Yeah.
Not according to our website, but don't worry, it's not going to win.
All right.
I don't know.
Cold War is in the lead.
I would have voted for Cold War as well. That's the coolest
Life.
Title.
Then Twin Sector.
Chaser.
All right.
That makes sense.
Cold War. 4.
All right.
Okay.
And now your selection. Cold War.
I've not launched any of these games, so. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, there
you go.
Here
we go. 800 by 6. Okay. Maxing it out at 12.
Whoa, come on, man. What kind of budgets do you think we got for computers around here? But.
Well, let's see what our options are here. Sound?
Yes, we want sound.
Yes. Okay, great. Launch Cold... I don't know if I... Clicking a big old button that says Launch Cold War.
Launch the Cold War.
All right.
It's about time we got back to what mattered. The Cold War. Oh, boy. It's a name you can trust.
You guys know Dreamcatcher?
Yeah, Dreamcatcher maybe has a reputation.
Hmm. I know nothing about this game. I just found it on Steam.
Train inside of a camera.
Eek. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Well, we're going to need... I mean, no, because we don't have a Sound Blaster X5, so we're screwed.
This mouse.
That's my favorite thing about PC gaming the last, like, 10 years is the no need for sound cards anymore.
It's no need for video options. All right, I'm trusting you to make this game look great.
Matt, Rory, can you tell us a little something about Cold War? You have a computer there. Is there anything...
Cold War Cloud Chaser?
Dream Catcher.
I was close.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Story, Time Run, Pacifist, or Ghost?
Also, this game is just like super broken looking on this menu.
Yep.
Like with this weird stretched out. We're also losing the top and bottom from the look of it, but...
Oh, really? That's going out? Should I put it in a window, Vinny?
Sure, give it a shot.
All right, let me try that before we... You're saying this game is not fully optimized for modern computers?
Hey, the Cold War was a long time ago. Or was it?
We have a fairly decent wiki on this, on Giant Bomb.
That's not surprising.
Set in the 1980s during the height of the Cold War.
Really?
Players must escape from a Russian complex where American journalist Matt Carter has been captured.
Matt Carter
is...
The Cold War.
Jet Carter.
Is that Matt Carter?
Probably.
He's covered for wars either.
I'm betting that's a Soviet essential.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that would get chopped off. Couldn't even tell the guy was leaning as hard as he was.
I couldn't even tell that was a guy.
He was just cold.
That's
chilling.
Not a circle.
Sergei has never steered me wrong, but there's a first time for everything. If his sources are off the mark, I could be flying halfway around the world and have nothing to show for it but a case of a cheap vodka.
Speaking of which, Brad, you want to crack open that hot rum? I can really use some.
Boy, do I.
You look like a man who could use some rum.
Matt Carter.
When was the last time you had rum?
Never. College? Maybe.
Well, now I know that's not true.
Wait.
Was that the last time you had a copious amount of rum? I think it was for me. I've had rum maybe two or three times since then.
I think it was, yes.
So Mindware went on to make Painkiller Overdose, Dream Killer, and Voodoo Nights.
Okay. Look at that. Oh, yeah, I remember that Simon Berlin was pretty messed up.
Some Sea Hag. This is rum from New Hampshire.
Hey, if it's anything like that, maple cream.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty tasty.
I want to try that maple cream before you eat it all directly.
You also have Diet Coke. I think you have to have some rum.
No, I'm good. I have to drive a car. I can't be over here drinking rum.
Cell-shading motion comics.
Thank you, sir.
Great.
Also, it's, it smells like rum.
I'm not sure that I want this.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Have any more, too.
Just sit here and look at it.
Just let the rum overpower the Subway sandwich working its way through your insides. I can see the Subway on your face. I can see the look of a man who ate a late lunch.
Yeah. Less than an hour ago.
Yeah.
Right at an hour.
Is this made from syrup?
You know
what?
Or you've just had too much maple cream.
Okay.
Perhaps we should delay the
because it's sugar. It's made from sugar, right?
Sugar cane.
Yeah, sure. They sold, Captain Morgan's got into the friendly beverage business some years ago with something called Captain Morgan Gold, or Captain Morgan's Gold. And it was a, you know, just a regular bottled six-pack beverage that was kind of supposed to be like a rum and coke, just a pre-mixed in a bottle, and it tasted more like maple syrup, and it was fucking disgusting. And they took it off the shelves. I still have about four of them. It's been off the shelves for at least 5 years.
I had a snake bite in a bottle one time, half lager, half cider. Not. It's kind of two beers you got to mix together. You got to do that fresh.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it would work.
Cider's not a beer.
Oh, that's for sure.
Ian makes a good Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
His actual name has a Captain Morgan.
Mm.
Guys, there's a lot of pretty.
Yeah, this is going. CIA assassin would come handy here.
The inside of my nose is the worst feeling ever. Sorry, off topic.
No, that's on topic now. Tell me more about your nose and the itch.
It's like, you can't press down on it, it doesn't do anything. It's like,
ah. What's wrong?
Actually, the actual, if you're going to do tasting, you're supposed to do it. Actually, maybe I'm thinking of chemicals.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not really tasting much by, like, waving this in front of your face.
I was thinking of chemistry class, like, you're supposed to...
Yeah, like, otherwise you're over it, just passing out into it, like, oh, chloroform.
Guys, the KGB knows my name.
Oh, that's no good.
It's Matt Carter.
What? Matt Carter is here. We've got to burn everything.
All right, I'm just gonna.
All right.
Yep.
Is it Google 18?
Yep.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
She wasn't drinking this. Well, you made the choice to open it up.
No, I didn't actually.
This is. Yeah, that night I had the reaction I had to rum, after that led to me not really being able to drink rum.
Yeah.
Like rum and tequila are both kind of like that. That thing of like, you have one.
I'm getting voiceover.
Good voiceover. Tell yourself how to interact with the world. Holding the right
mouse button. That's how I do it too. I'm always walking forward going like, I'm holding down the W key.
I
see
that. It's constant.
Yeah.
What year was this made in? 2005.
Did this come out on consoles?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Dreamcatcher.
Okay.
Jeff, best game starring a journalist.
I mean, Dead Rising, probably.
I would actually go for.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta tell the IMU guys.
Hmm. Yeah.
You need to scrunch down the
lower. Spider-Man on the Genesis.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Spider-Man. That was. You really clubbed that guy hard. You took him out. Jesus.
I got gun ammunition.
Ah, some gun ammunition.
Body drugged.
You really drugged that body up. How's allergy season treating everybody? You went to? Did you go get your pills?
No, I was trying to get steroids. It hasn't happened yet.
I know a guy who can get you on the gas.
I hope he can because the pharmacy didn't help me.
I was getting all sniffly and thought that I was getting hit by actual proper allergies, and then I cleared all up. I slept with my back door open last night, if you know what I'm saying, and woke up still clear, so I'm doing great.
Seems to be subsiding some now that the weather's cooling off.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. There's so much fog at the bridge this morning, it was just, couldn't even see the bridge.
You looked a little sniffly before. Figured that's why you need that meatball sub.
It's a winning combo.
Yeah.
I would say the last couple nights I sneezed probably anywhere between 50 and 100 times.
God.
Just nonstop. Like, it was fucking awful.
Guys, I'm assembling.
All right.
What are you making?
I'm going to try to make some plastic bullets.
Yep.
You can shoot the president with those.
Gun ammunition plus plastic bottle equals... rubber bullets.
No, what was that movie I'm thinking of where they shoot the president with a plastic gun and plastic bullets?
I know what you're talking about, but I... Yeah.
In the line of fire.
Yeah. You should use ice bullets, because then they melt.
Yeah. Ice cola.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have the plastic bottle, so you can't make your fancy bullets. There you go.
Eat rubber.
Not very discreet, but okay.
I always wonder how people yell after they've been shot.
It's the body's still doing all kinds of weird shit, even if your brain gets taken out. I mean, your heart's going to beat for a while.
Is it enough to make a noise?
Might be. Might be an involuntary thing. Right?
Just like an involuntary grunt.
No.
Yeah.
As opposed to like an involuntary word or something.
Yeah.
Ah, Chicago.
You're all like, ah, mein Leben. That's usually actually what most people say when they get shot.
That's true.
Oh, man. This is air charger from the last like half hour or so. Finally, I'm going to get down to it. Hopefully, everything's running fine. I know the stream's still a little choppy.
Oh. What?
Oh, God.
What you got?
Just got some plastic bottles, some gun ammunition, a small med kit.
Use injection?
Body.
That's a poor
assembly. I'm going to craft some more kind of crime. Plastic gun ammunition. Okay.
Why are you using plastic gun ammunition and not gun ammunition?
I don't want to kill him.
Why not?
Because I'm Matt Carter, journalist.
Okay.
This is my maximum speed.
Dang. I have to get that key first.
This game seems bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I agree. You know what? It wasn't my fault.
That's true. Nope.
Ooh, lasers.
Can't pass through this laser fence, I noticed. There must be some way to switch it off.
There must be some way to become Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I should check these.
Oh. I should hit these switches and turn the lasers off. No.
Guys, I think that's Cold War. The Cold War is over.
You won.
Yeah. I mean, Vinny's still running around a little bit, so you know we can't really switch stuff. So
fairy flying around the sub. I
want to eat this stuff.
I think this fairy is like hungry or something. It's amazing. Where did this through the ball of light.
I'm one hand in this sandwich, just straight palming it, like a basketball.
I could play the game that came in second place.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which was Still Life.
Or, I don't know, let's...
We're not...
What if we just moved on? All
right, Vinny's back in the control room. Maybe we save Still Life for another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, I got this Diet Coke.
I've got this tripping time.
I wish I had Diet Coke.
You can have some of this if you like.
That's all right.
All right.
Got me more than you can offer.
All right. The show's going to keep moving on here, Brad.
All right.
You've got your phone out, and you've got it hooked up.
Plug into this thing.
To this thing, this cable, this stuff.
Tethered.
So we can take a look at whatever you got going on your phone.
Yeah. I think I can pull this one. Hang on. All right. There we go.
All right.
Just open up your Photos app.
Yeah. Take a look. What do you got? What do you got
in there? No.
50 pictures of his home screen.
Nope.
Or this picture of this motorcycle.
Yep. Tiger cycle?
Yeah, tiger cycle. What is this game? You have to set this up for me.
It's called Wayward Souls.
Okay.
You are Blythe the Warrior?
You were slain by a,
okay,
we
got it.
A prospector?
Yes, Blythe the Warrior was slain by a gloom prospector.
Okay.
The guys who made this made... Punch Quest? Does that ring a bell?
The name is familiar,
and then Mage,
but I can't tell you anything about it.
I remember the other game, Mage something. They're all iOS games. That are fairly popular. Oh my goodness,
okay.
You are too kind, sir.
What is this? Is...
I owe you a quarter. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm just going to pour this...
into the rum.
Can I do that?
Sure, why not?
Vinny, is this all good, or do I need to change anything?
You're good, right?
Yeah, it looks okay.
We're getting a little reports of echoey audio.
As far as I can tell.
I thought that was a feature.
All right. I'm going to hit change hero. Let's check this out. I just downloaded
just like
this.
Like...
What? Who said it had to look like? I want to play the cultist. I can't play the cultist.
No!
I just downloaded this and played through the tutorial before this, so...
Cool.
Is it free?
No, it's $5.
Okay.
I don't want to play a mage. Who wants to play a mage?
No one.
All right.
But you don't want to play a warrior named Blythe, huh?
Well, you can't change it.
Well...
But he's a tough, devastating fighter.
Swipe down, damage blocking shield, swipe up, toss throwing axe.
Yeah, so this is a sort of virtual controls game, which is not my favorite way to play an action game.
Yeah.
But it's a little looser than, hey, here's a D-pad on the screen, so...
Okay.
At least it has that going for it. If I want this stuff, I don't know. I've only played it once, and I've got 169 coins.
Yeah, so you seem like you can get a few things.
Seems
here.
Like coins are pretty easy to come by. I wonder why these things that I can afford I can't buy. Oh, weird. Okay, so I have to buy a bunch of other upgrades before I can get the Iron Flesh.
Uh-huh.
This game, I understand, is sort of like a Spelunky meets like an overhead Zelda type game.
All right.
Let's see. Faster energy. I don't know what energy does.
Some special skills.
Gain more health from healing potions.
Vital.
Yeah.
There's a chance of doing double damage with that. Sounds pretty
sounds
awesome.
Pretty
yeah. Crit
yeah,
chance
I'll
bonus.
Probably get
go
that
ahead.
One.
Also, it's got that great damage.
Well, I maxed out on axes last time. Let's. Yep.
Max axes.
That's good noise.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's good noise.
All right, let's hop in here. Haven't gotten past the mines yet, obviously. Also, I'm Jason Voorhees.
Oh, well, okay.
Or Vega.
That means a lot to me. I was walking somewhere and blacked out.
So I'm moving with my thumb on the lower left corner. There's no D-pad that shows up. It's more free-form than that.
Yeah.
Still a little fiddly.
Mm-hmm.
And then to attack, you just tap on the lower right.
And then you have, like, hold and
hold
swipes and stuff.
For,
oh, yeah. Seems like that would be your energy, be using those.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And, yep. And then the special attacks are in the top right. Those are limited use, but you find more of them pretty fast.
Mm.
I think it's all random dungeons, like random layouts.
Right. One would assume. I mean, that's
positive.
Kind of the look of this game. Just seems like it is very much that type of game.
Sure. Oh hey, what's up, guys?
You should probably kill those guys.
Oh god.
Yeah, you know, they are
Oh, this is
giving
yep,
you the business.
I'm trying to run to the left and I can't.
Well, this is great then.
Yep.
What a great game. What awesome control.
Yeah, there are times when all the rum is melting. Times when you have to pick up your hand or pick up your thumb and kind of recenter it.
Sure, yeah.
Which is a little annoying, but you know. Not sure how much of a loot aspect there is in this game.
Yeah,
you've got this stuff going on. You've got a hat chest.
You equip stuff.
I'm way into.
A true hero needs no hat.
They just cut right to the chase and say, yep, there has. You got your map going on. I don't know what's up with like the fist and stuff here. I can't tap those to do anything.
Seems like you would eventually pick up items and drag them over there, maybe?
Equip stuff, yeah. I don't know.
It's like an empty slot.
Oh, yeah, maybe the fist is like rain.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if I get far enough, I'll hit a forge that'll let me upgrade either my sword or shield.
Hmm.
So let's, I guess, see if we can find that. Hey, what's this? Hello. Okay.
Vigorous haste!
I'm fast. Yeah. Oh, man, it's a forge! Wow. Last time I didn't find a forge till, like, level 4. So I'm going to turn my dull greatsword into either rat blade or stained glass sword.
I think one of those sounds better than the other. Rat blade.
Increased critical strike, yeah, sure.
Rat blade.
Power attack becomes stationary but reflects power or magic projectiles.
Rat blade!
We're going for the rat blade. Still fast. Wow, look at my rat blade. It looks different.
That's
really,
a good little.
I really like that.
Yeah,
are you swinging
that? I really like that. You can do that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's $4.99. There are no microtransactions of any kind, and I believe the price is going to go up $1 every time they put out a big update.
Huh.
But if you buy it now, you get everything for free from now on.
That's an interesting.
Like they're going to put out a bunch of new content periodically. But if you think you're going to be into this game, probably just get it now.
What is it called again?
Oh God! Wayward Souls.
Wayward Souls.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they wanted souls in the name.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. That's very possible.
Oh.
I've heard.
So much dynamite.
Yeah.
How'd you hear about this? Also going to come out for PC at some point.
Oh really? Yeah. It would.
Oh
you know,
great.
Definitely
yeah.
Be easier to play with the controller.
Yeah.
I heard about it on our forums actually. Saw a few people talking about it. Decided to go check it out.
Yeah. It looks nice, yeah. I just, you know, the
yeah.
Whole, like, virtual controller movement just
yeah,
never
not,
seems
oh,
like
I
the...
Just exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super thrilled with the control scheme, but it's way easier to fish my phone out of my pocket on the bus than it is to dig out a handheld system.
Yep.
So.
Especially for me, because I don't have a handheld system with me.
I
thought you could say because you don't ride the bus.
Also,
what if I
don't
this?
Ride the bus. Hippies ride the bus, man. They're all like, dance when flashing. Fuck that. Yeah? What happened to your bike? What did you do to your bike?
I knocked the wheel on a true when I was trying to get it up off the curb and I hit the side of it and just knocked out the tree.
Oh, man.
Do my finger hit the brakes every time you try to rotate the wheel, so...
Yep.
Fast I am. So, like, basically everything I've seen on this run, I did not see on the last run. So.
Yeah.
It's definitely got that kind of thing going for it.
Is this a roguelike?
What is that?
It's like Rogue.
What?
It's like Rogue Shooter, the FPS roguelike, but
yeah.
Instead it's a
like
a top-down.
Top
right.
How much dynamite that guy has?
Yeah, fuck
he's been
guys.
Chucking dynamite at you.
Fuck
left,
these
right?
guys.
I mean, if you had dynamite like that, like, wouldn't you want to just be throwing it all over the place?
How do you feel about dynamite?
No, I really don't like... I don't like grenade launchers and similar weapons.
Yeah, thrown explosives, I you know, just generally speaking, I'm
Can't
not...
Have you ever fished with explosives?
No.
I missed something.
It doesn't seem so much like fishing as it is kill a bunch of fish. And.
We were thinking about going camping in like next month. You should
yeah.
Come and bring your dynamite.
I do not have any dynamite.
Wait, is it in this way?
This is the way you came.
Oh. Got good music.
What are laws like in Petaluma regarding fireworks?
They allow them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but, you know, like the rest of California that does allow them, it's they're weak. It's, you know, fountains and ground flowers and smoky snakes and sparklers. Well, maybe not any sparklers. I think they had to change sparklers
really?
For some reason. Well, they're not metal anymore. Originally, they were just like metal wires.
Magnesium.
Yeah, and maybe people were poking their eyes out or something. I'm not sure. They banned Piccolo Pete's.
Which ones are those?
Those are the things that just whistle. They just make the screaming noise.
Oh. Are they the little...
No, they don't spin. They just they have a bass, and you just light them, and just go, beeeeeee! And you go, man, that's loud. And you light four of them off at once, and then your ears just like...
Say that again?
Beeeeeee! And the awesome thing is you could take a pair of pliers and crimp them just right, and that would give them more force. So you'd knock the base off of them, crimp them, tape them to, you know, a little toy truck, or, you know, get a bunch of them, tape them to a skateboard or something like that, and then you could get stuff to launch down the street. Or just crimp them and take the base off and set it down, and then they just go flying up the street. And if you're really lucky, you've crimped it just right, and they blow up at the end.
Nice.
So you can't buy those anymore. They were too good. Even in a weak-ass fireworks area, those were still too good. So
I had one time that was like
looking for
a UFO, uh-huh. A little plastic disc, and you lit it somehow, and it spun and like lifted off.
Yeah.
And just like flew into my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, this burning thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, one year... came into contact with. They were the ground flowers, like the spinning flowers,
right.
But they had paper wings on them that were tilted, you know, just to give it lift, and so they would just rise straight up and come back down, and they were just, it was the best. It was just like, yeah, they were great, because you could tell that that would set any number of things on fire if it landed on someone's roof, or, you know, the wings are always misshapen just a bit, so it's not like it's going straight up and straight down. It's just crappy paper wings that have been, you know, sitting in a paper bag for a month or something like that. And yeah.
I'm trying to remember where I got online. Sorry, man.
Okay. Is there a multiplayer in this pack?
Not that I know of. I think it's
weird.
It's, you know, I think it's pretty much purely dungeon crawl type game.
Well, for the rogue, I noticed she did more damage backstabbing. It seems like normally that kind of thing.
Yeah, like backstabbing in a single player thing. Yeah.
Where are you?
Oh,
teleport.
Backstab. Dash. Oh, okay. So you dash through him and stab him. Yeah.
I turned around.
I wonder what has the most lax firework laws.
Nevada. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, probably is. I think Nevada allows just about anything that you can get, you know, Roman candles. That was always the thing, is, you know, people would make that drive, truck a bunch of fireworks back into California. So, you know...
Things right on the state border, like, get your fireworks? Because I know growing up in, or going down to Alabama...
Right. No, not so much, because, you know, it's because that just led to cops just positioning themselves at the border, and they probably still do it, you know, just around early July, late June, of just, like, we're just going to hang out here and stop people coming back into California, especially if they have big trucks.
I was talking to my friend about going to Portland in Oregon. Apparently the California border has all these liquor stores on it. Because you can't really buy, given the situation in Portland, Oregon as a whole.
Yeah.
You can't really buy liquor, I guess, in stores there. It's got
to be... Right, there'd have to be state run or something. Yeah, yeah, so...
So you buy your liquor before you go to state board? Ouch. Not that I ever drink. Or certainly not.
Yeah, I don't know. Fireworks are cool. They're not as cool as they used to be, but they're still pretty cool.
I don't remember where I got all my firework experience, because I don't think it was California. Although
right.
Laws
yeah.
have changed.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, they're basically the same, but they've restricted a few more things over the years.
I think it might have been Florida. My cousins live in Florida, so I think we did a lot there.
Yeah, I get the impression that just whatever you want to do is okay in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to stop you.
I want to say we flew back.
Oh, fuck.
That seems questionable. I know someone who did that. We were in Nevada for a game event, and someone was going to try to... I think she ended up flying back with a bunch of straight-up fireworks that were not legal in California. It's just like, I'm putting my bag and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is before 9/11.
Yeah.
So...
Fuck.
I once was on a plane coming back from Costa Rica.
Get away.
Mm.
Before 9/11. And
four.
A kid on Jesus. Our trip brought a machete in his carry-on.
Why is it? Oh, man.
No big deal.
No big deal.
I think even, like,
trying to
they
dash
opened
attack.
It up after looking through the x-ray, and they're like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
This game's hard.
They used to give you real silverware on planes and stuff for
That's
meals
right.
and stuff, you know?
They still will on some planes.
It seems like first class, like, if you want metal silverware, you have to be in business class or above or something, which I thought was a weird thing.
One more run.
All right, one more run.
Do your stats increase after every time you...
Yeah, is there any kind of persistence?
It's full on.
Okay.
Full on rook.
But those things you can buy at the beginning, you know, you unlock after you've...
Oh, yeah, that's your persistence. Yeah, okay.
Requirements.
Right, right, right.
Man, that guy again? Fuck this. Damn, he's running fast, too.
I like the audio.
Yeah, I guess
some good noise and
good music.
That guy looks like a character on DuckTales.
Right.
The duck robot thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the name of that thing. Yeah. Actually, I didn't really watch that much DuckTales, honestly. It was never... I was a little old for it at that point, so...
Weird thing is, I don't know what you do with gold on that run. You can spend it on your next run.
Maybe there's probably shops or something, right? Maybe run into something.
All I've seen is that forge that just lets you...
Yeah, it's like one upgrade or whatever, yeah.
Can you pause, Brad?
What do you think about, like, Rogue Legacy and stuff like that? You never really spent gold in there, too. It was always just, you know, for your...
Yeah, it's very Rogue Legacy-ish.
Or I guess, can you save?
Come here, you fucker.
Yeah, like, if you don't die, can you... I mean, I assume you can go back to the menu on this and...
I'm sure you can pop out to the...
Well, it probably works like FTL does on the iPad. It just pauses.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see everything on the floor, but... Fuck it.
Actually, my FTL on the iPad.
Yeah, so did I. It's fantastic.
I thought about it, but, I didn't play a ton of the PC version, so it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, yeah, it'd be cool to play more FTL, but... I have Pinball Arcade for that. Play high speed.
I'm pretty far into FFX on my Vita. I just beat the...
You mean FF10?
FFX tricky.
I'm
Blazing Führer!
All these stuff that was not in the original American
Wait,
release. Like
you're saying I'm the Blazing Führer?
That That's what that just said.
You got a power-up, Brad?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. More damage, maybe?
It's gone now. How are you liking that on the Vita? It's a Vita, right?
Yeah.
So not PSP.
No, it's nice.
I was gonna.
Yeah, I'm getting the rearguard stuff now. Mm. Like the ultimate weapons, trying to get those and all the other random crap.
Did they make meaningful changes to that game when they did that, or is it like?
Yeah, they added a bunch of optional bosses and some other stuff to it.
Well, it's the first time the international version's been out in English, right?
No, that was the version that Europe got. Came out in Japan first, then America, then the international version, and then came back to Japan with all the added stuff for the international. But we never got the Dark Aeons and stuff. So.
What's in the international one?
Just the added bosses and harder stuff to do.
Mm.
So Americans can't take it?
Yeah.
Well, we can now. So we get the remastered version. So.
This guy sucks.
Nothing.
Got the thrill of murdering a robot. It's a victimless crime.
We'll get boots.
Boots.
Boot upgrade. Slick kicks. Wow, slide under and trip up enemies.
Okay, so your dash starts to stun.
Sweet, what stealth abilities?
So you get some kind of invisibility?
I don't know, but I'm taking this dodge thing. Sounds awesome. I like how you change color after you take an upgrade.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
I don't know what hats are about. I haven't found a hat yet.
A true hero needs no hat.
The character in the tutorial had a hat on.
Mm.
Seeing that effect.
You find yourself still fighting the controls, and you kind of forget about it after a while.
Like, I'm starting to forget about it, but it's definitely, there are definitely cases where they're not doing what I want them to do.
Yeah.
Do you need to activate the kicks?
I don't think so.
Put them on.
Pump them up.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Deep
I mean,
down
there they are in my inventory. I don't know how to use them, though.
Most of your dashes were, it seemed like they were going past them or under them, or maybe you're just not, maybe you got to hit them square on with the dash.
Come here, you.
These guys remind me of the woodsman in Houndling.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah, weird.
E3, Alan Wake 2.
That's just, that's pretty
yep.
Good.
You confirming it here?
Confirmed.
That you are working on, you are knee-deep in development on Alan Wake 2?
That's right.
That's pretty good on the TV, actually.
Yeah.
2 pages of notes.
Just Energizer batteries, coffee.
We're going Duracell this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of complaints about that. Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting it.
You need to do something a little more eco-friendly. You need these Eneloops.
I mean, there's an upgrade path, so.
Okay, all right, yeah. Smart. And they always say they want to get back to Alan Wake and
holy
do all
crap,
that stuff.
Was that?
Mm-hmm. Seems like
I know,
it.
But I hit that guy like 18 times.
What's this? Something? Put on a pickaxe, you can mine there.
Yep.
Really hoping somebody would text you.
Wait. Oh, I turned this shit off.
Damn it.
It's too bad.
He's been through this before.
We should have turned it back on.
Okay, here's. I have a stealth item. Persisting stealth for 10 seconds.
Get a little bit of health back between floors.
Story.
Be that guy on the right.
Ha. Hurrah. I'm Ratblade Jim! Yeah.
Maybe coming back?
Yeah, what is it? It's like the 8th or something? Mark Rain, they said they were going to have some kind of live stream or something that was going to be about the future.
Play in browser.
Come on.
Top down.
Fortnite is the new Unreal Tournament.
It's my prediction.
Oh, your prediction?
It's my prediction. No, none of that was actually real.
It was unreal.
I never tried Quick Live. I always
it worked.
Yeah, it was Quake 3 that you launched from a browser. Like, you didn't necessarily play it in a browser. It was just kind of its own weird thing. But yeah, I am totally ready for them to make another Unreal Tournament.
Never mind. It's not your regular dodge. It's your, like, charge move.
Oh.
It's this thing.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, kick him in the stuff.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Sorry to change topics here. What's the embargo time for Mario Golf?
It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Is it
new Mario? Yeah, the game's out today, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Yeah, Mario Golf Quick Look. Tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Oh. Yep.
You see this new golf simulator on the PC? Golf Club?
Yes. I want to look at that.
Yeah.
It is currently in early access, I believe.
Yeah. Renee the Rogue did not make it. Past the third floor. All right.
That game's tough. Do a real quick look at this next week after a playthrough.
Yeah, it looks nice. Hearing that it's coming to the PC, I think I'm just inclined to maybe just wait.
Yeah, that's fine.
That.
This is the only thing it's out on right
yeah.
now. But
it's got a good look.
Cool.
Here's
a little.
Don't forget to click to share it across all your shows.
Yeah, if
you
could just get out there and just tell some
make
people
sure,
about
make sure
it.
And rate it.
Yeah.
Comment, like, subscribe. All right.
Well, why don't we get Vinny out here?
I'm going to take my mic off, Vinny.
And he can show us a thing or two about a thing or two.
Great.
Hi.
Can you follow that Project Beast stuff at all, Brad?
The what who?
Project Beast, the new...
Yes, I have.
...theoretical PlayStation 4.
Yep.
Virtuals
yep.
thing.
Shotguns or something.
Yep.
I didn't look at it either.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yep.
Any thoughts?
Yep.
I haven't even checked anything out, so.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Looks cool.
Yeah, I looked at the shots. Like, it looked like kind of like a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fog door,
yeah. I don't think I like... I mean, I, fog door kind of is one of the things that bothers me about those games.
Why?
It just seems like a dumb...
That seems like a weird thing to be bothered by.
I don't know. It's just like, here's a door. Like, it just looks like one of those things where it's like, oh, you couldn't render everything.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
But it's like, it's like a point of no return. Like, you're crossing into this area.
Well,
like,
a lot of them, after you open them the first time, they disappear.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, well, actually, they changed it. In 2, the fog doors are nothing but boss gates. So every time you get a fog door, you basically
know it's on.
Fight a boss.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't finished the game, but as far as I got in 2, I didn't see anything.
Well, why don't we ask old Fog Door Caravella back there?
Old Fog Door.
It's
just Fog
Door. All right, just hey Fog Door.
Am I allowed to pour Coke in this glass?
Are you worried about the Glencairn? I mean, it's fine.
I meant just like, you know, etiquette and stuff.
Just don't spill. What?
There we go.
They can see like you see.
See like I see. Now you see like I see.
Put the glasses on.
Now you see like I see.
Everything's a blur.
Yeah.
Probably the audio might be coming out again.
Son of
what?
I heard that.
Yeah.
We were just really quiet.
We actually weren't talking long. Just moving our mouths.
All right, boot up Outlook Express. See how many emails you have.
Sorry?
I can see it right there. Your icon, Outlook Express.
All right, Vinny, you have taken it back to... is this Windows 98?
No. Yes, I think so, but only because I need to play a Windows 95 game.
Uh-huh.
But I need to get... So we tried playing the Titanic last week. It was a game that was sent in.
Uh-huh.
Adventure Out of Time.
We got pretty far.
Uh-huh.
By pretty far, I mean about 5 minutes in.
Yep.
And then it crashed.
Of course.
But now I have a save that is on the second disc, so I made it past the point of crash. So I'm going to load up my save.
Okay. Oh, all
right. Right past...
Some cyber flicks.
Yeah, this is a great brand.
Yeah.
Cyber flicks makes all the flicks I like.
Totally. I signed up for cyber flicks, and now I can just like watch my movies via cyberspace.
Yeah.
So
let's see if this works. Get past here.
Wait. Did that say 1940? What?
Ignore everything you've seen.
What?
Wow.
Wait.
What?
Well, you said ignore everything you've seen, so.
I think this is the save.
Double click it. There you go.
That wasn't the save.
Okay.
Sure. I think this is the save.
It's like the UI is all screwed up. Amazing. Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, man, I remember this.
Get info.
It asked me for disk 2, so I think this is what happened last time, but it's actually just asking me for disk 2.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you thought it was crashing, but it was just actually. Okay, all right.
Ready?
Ready.
This is how you had to play games in the 90s.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's just, you know, they didn't come with an, you know, they didn't hold your hand.
Tutorial.
Exactly. Like, oh.
For those of you who weren't alive in the 90s, which is most of you.
Ha-ha!
You don't know how good you had it.
I did.
You did it.
I did it. Let's continue.
Victory. Tell me everything about this game. Get me up to speed. What's going on?
Okay, so I was in my flat, let's say, right? Let's just say I was in a flat.
Okay, you were in a flat.
I was inside a flat, and then looking at like a picture of the Titanic. And
yeah.
And I went to leave, and a landlord lady or a prostitute was like, yeah, I can't leave. And so I didn't leave. I turned around.
Of course, of course, of course.
And then like a nuke went off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on the second. Peter Brown can explain all this. He was here. He was paying a lot of attention.
All right.
He's the one you want to ask.
Okay. All right. After this, we'll go find him and just really get the real lowdown. All right. Click on that piece of paper.
It's a menu.
I'm so hungry.
I would punch Romaine.
Romaine had it coming.
What a jerk. Let's go this way.
Whoa. Ah!
Can you get a little more audio out here to cover up this nightmare on the camera?
You've been in your cabin the whole voyage. I touched you the mouth.
I'm not sure you're seeing this. Do I need to put the glasses back on the camera?
I don't like anything about the way this gentleman is moving or living. Or that's not a person. This is a Tim and Eric, like, interstitial between two bits.
Drink a little more. I think my ears left.
While on board the Titanic.
Okay, that's good. I don't need help. No, go away.
Very well. No correspondence.
I love
2,200 on board, and they all want messages delivered promptly. Even if it is 1912, and the Titanic, the most advanced means of sea conveyance ever devised, I still have only two hands.
Who wants to go to the electric camel?
2,200.
I want to be the electric camel.
Is he just going to
he only has two hands.
Here, a map of the ship for you. Compliments of the White Star Line. I have taken the liberty of indicating your cabin, C-73. Of course, on a Sunday evening at this hour, there won't be many people out. Will there be anything else?
What's wrong with your face?
The electric camel. An exercise device. They say it is good for the liver. I wouldn't know. It's located in the gymnasium on the boat deck on the starboard side. That's the right side, in case you have not been informed.
Nobody can hear us, by the way.
Nobody can hear us? The audio's off?
Yep.
Great. I'll go fix it.
I got it.
Oh, Drew's got it. I'm going to go to the electric camel. I'm going to head to the electric camel. Let's go to the electric camel.
Actually, the people on my phone can hear us.
Yeah, I checked that before. Something weird was happening. Someone was pirating our stream on Mixlr.
Weird. What's a Mixlr?
I don't know.
I should probably just sue them, shut it down.
You'll find your trunk key in your bag on the bed. And remember your personal effects, your watch and bag. If you require additional assistance, please ring the bell by the door.
Yeah, I got it. All right, later, dude. Whoa!
Something. Have you checked your dresser? Or the bed for your personal belongings? Such items. Useful for you.
This man, it's a monster.
Come back it up.
Oh, we put that together. We're probably pretty proud.
I think that sounds great. Oh, I got a watch. Tell no one.
Working faucets, yeah. Video games!
Whoa, kind of working.
That faded fade out on the audio there.
I can just click it a couple of times.
It's too much.
Faucets work, guys.
Yep.
I checked it thoroughly.
Meet me on the deck to talk about the faucets. Tell no one!
Wait, whoa.
That is hay. That's a large ship. Smuggling immigrants in there, I think. Yes, look at the lamp. That's an important camera angle.
Yep.
Maybe later. Alright, let's see if they'll let me leave now.
It appears you have forgotten something. Have you checked your dresser?
I did.
Or the bed for your personal belongings?
I didn't check the bed.
Such items can be useful to you.
That's the perfect thing.
Check your bed.
What's up here?
This reminds me of my first game I ever bought called Iron Helix, which is like a $70 CD-ROM game. About 90 minutes.
Did you say $70?
Yeah. It seems like an FMV kind of thing.
May I be of assistance?
No! No.
Remember, you may always contact me by returning here and ring the...
Which way, guys? To the right.
Red room. Wow, you are speeding.
I don't want to talk to you.
Talk to him!
I don't want to talk to him.
I'll see his nightmarish face.
Oh,
Oh, it's him again.
Yeah.
There is a card game in progress in the smoking room.
Want to play cards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to play French cards?
Thank
you, Smethels.
Smethels you later, chump.
Unfortunate, Miss Pringle. If you're in a hurry, there are lifts for fast ascension and descension. They're behind these stairs. Good night.
What is wrong with these Smethels? Are these... behind the stairs?
Behind the stairs, there's a...
Okay,
yep. Oh, everything about the way this looks is just a hellish hellscape of hell.
Where is everybody?
They're the card game. Everyone's at the card game.
Is doing the appropriate thing, or...?
That's what the cause tension.
That doesn't sound right. Nope. This looks too racist to click on.
Click on, is that another person?
That hat's not on your head. That's. I think I need directions.
I know every nook and cranny.
That is not that actor's role.
Where is the second class?
Take my lift to A deck, then walk up the stairs. Exit outside to the boat deck for me, the vestibule doors.
I don't trust
second
you.
Class stairs are at the belly back of the
it's
boat
because
deck.
You're a racist.
Yeah.
May I take you somewhere?
Yeah, go to the deck.
Go to the A deck.
The B deck? A deck?
A, he said, where the, go to the A deck.
Okay.
Mind the gate.
What did he say?
Mind the gate.
Did you attend the party
okay.
last night?
That's what
you
said, the gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seen the Lady Georgia, did you? Notice those diamonds around her neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gate.
A block of his set up with her.
Oh!
It says she was unlucky. Her husband always arguing with her. Just now. Almost there.
This is some good check.
Yeah. Dirt on his face?
Oh, I don't know where we're coming at.
It's a Terry Gilliam animation.
Oh, jeez. I wonder why this book's
back.
Yeah, I don't know if it... Hey, you.
Hey, what are you?
Oh. Hello. Man, I'm Leyland Sacrum Trask, metaphysical scribe and evangelist for the supernatural. I've been in London attending a conference on premonitions.
Kind of FMV.
No, it's not. There's nothing F about this.
There's no folding.
There's some M, and I don't know that it necessarily qualifies as V.
Powers of perception. A gifted psychic can take a personal.
It's PMI, partially moving images.
And tell you.
What do you predict for the Titanic?
This is a ship of destiny.
Did he imply that you know and you knew what was going to happen to Titanic? That you're a time traveler? Are you a time traveler?
I am a time traveler. I believe I'm a time traveler. Or I just love that this is heaven. Which
yeah, that's,
I'm starting to believe.
Yeah, that's what the book described.
Your reading of this key.
Well, heaven is totally real, so.
Oh, right. I forgot. Yeah, it's for your steamer trunk. You should open your steamer trunk. And go get your personal effects off the bed. They can be useful.
It sounds like where people would play cards. These doors are all locked. Nope.
Yes. The lounge is closed for the night. We'd open it again only in an emergency.
Matt, where are people playing cards?
I do not know.
It was in the... I don't remember. We're never going to find it.
The card playing place?
Yeah.
It's only the Titanic.
I don't see who else these people made.
Well, I can show you if you really want to see
it. Cyber flicks.
Oh! Well, now we talked to a few more people.
Yep.
Talk to the black and white lady. No, she's in color.
Are they just Ambien?
Are they just Ambien? Like you took Ambien and you're having an episode?
That feels like it.
Is that woman in grayscale?
That's what I just said.
I think she's
okay, you want to turn?
Yeah.
Let's jump off the boat. There are a lot of rooms here.
So far, I haven't seen anything that even says that this is really a boat.
It's about time. You're late. Another 5 minutes and I'd have cancelled your mission. Yes. I'm Pringle. Penny Pringle.
Okay.
We're your own secret service. You didn't think they'd plunk you down on this bucket of bolts and millionaires alone, did you?
I mean...
Look at this. A German colonel named Zeitel. He's inspecting their embassies in Havana, Washington, and Mexico City. We know better.
Okay.
10 days ago, the Bureau got word that Zeitel has in his possession a priceless copy of the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam.
Of course.
2 months ago in Paris, after its purchase by a very highly placed member of His Majesty's government.
Yep.
Is this my mission?
Of course.
Oh.
Can they tell you anything? His Lordship's watching this very closely. Very closely indeed. I wouldn't fumble this chance either.
Give me a gun. Not so
fancy spending the rest of your career in some grotty Midlands back office shack.
Give me a gun.
I mean, you know, like, that sounds okay.
You can't fire a gun on a ship. It's the airplane.
Yep.
On the international situation. I'd jolly well read it if I were you. No. He's with a protege. Name of Hagen.
Oh, protege. Yeah, yeah.
Spent a great deal of time in a Café Parisien.
With Prince.
Yep.
Get into the wine room. I don't know
like that.
How. Officer Molly wouldn't let me in. See if Zeitel's received or sent any telegrams about the Rubaiyat. You've got a cryptograph in your
pocket.
It'll unscramble the German codes for you. You use the brains God gave you.
What? Tough girl, huh?
Listen, when you find the Rubaiyat, knock on my door.
Okay.
Cabin F, 34. Use the second flight stairs. You should be sent. Remember, this is a big
choice. I like a good stern
matrix.
Yeah.
Oh.
You fan of some second class stairs?
Oh, that's okay. Doom sprites.
I'm gonna, let's save it. So we can come back at another point. How about a new game?
You're just playing your favorite games today.
Lady.
Man.
I'm gonna roll.
But before we go, oh, there's subtitles. Sorry, everybody. I didn't even notice that. We can take a look at some other fine CyberFlix products.
Yes, I would love to look at something else from the CyberFlix catalog. Do they have Fast and the Furious on there?
Can I stream
the Fast and Furious game?
I assume this is going to be okay.
That's probably like put in disc one or something.
Probably like Alt F4.
Okay. Boy, we've really done a number here, guys.
Boy, this virtual machine got a little too virtual.
Wow. I kind of need to read this for a second. All right, there's the eject, right? It's probably there. Nope, that was open.
You should reboot this virtual machine.
Yeah, Drew, you want to cut away for a sec? Or maybe I could just refresh this thing.
Wait, what?
I'm going to give this thing a kick in the
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Give it what for?
It's a restart Explorer. .exe.
Delete your sister's default folder, I think.
Windows is shutting down, you guys.
Dun, 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 dun.
Goodbye, Windows.
Ha! Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
There it is, Windows 98. Maybe you've heard of it.
Been around for a while.
How long?
When was the last time you bought a PC game at retail?
Bought a PC game at retail.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I know when Battlefield 4 came out, EA sent a retail copy.
Okay. 4 is that? Wait, were you on Battlefield 4 now?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't played Battlefield in a long time,
yeah.
So I don't even know.
Yeah, no, we were on 21 something for a while, and then this is a prequel to that, so. Yeah.
Shows how much I know. I do not pay attention to that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think back. I mean, it's been Steam for so long, and you play in Origin.
The last PC hard copy I remember buying was Unreal Tournament 2004.
Maybe one of the World of Warcraft expansions.
Music
is the weapon.
Yeah, well, that was around the same. UT and WoW were around the same time, weren't they? I guess WoW was later. Buff Collector's Edition.
Which UT?
2004. I think that was early 2004.
Right.
Register now.
Already
Some jams.
Run Windows Update. See if you can pull any updates. I'm curious.
I don't think we're connected to the internet. Who wants to see some sneak previews?
I want to see some sneak previews.
Well, lucky I snuck you guys in. Stop with sneak previews. Don't tell your friends, put your cell phones away.
Tweeting this.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
I might be doing something.
Sure, I don't even know what that device is, but it's that?
It's my 1998. It's a mirror.
Please put your pack of cigarettes away.
What do you want to see? Red Jack Tremend Dust or Skullcracker?
Skullcracker! Want to see a video game?
Skullcracker.
Yeah. Are you? I like this classic era of games where, like, they had to have the UI take up a ton of space.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Like, they have to tell you what punch and kick are at any given time. Like, in all times.
Yeah. Like, go back to, like, all the Commodore 64 games and Amiga games, stuff like that, where it's just, like, the part where you're playing is really tiny because they couldn't render that many graphics.
Dust. A town wired west.
Wait, was that wired west? Whoa! Oh! Oh, it's the best multimedia game. I love multimedia games. That was a scorpion. Oh, CD-ROM Today liked it. All these awesome, trustworthy sources of video game information.
What is this trailer?
It's more than just a Western.
So far, it's been two guys falling off a roof and a scorpion.
I can never... it's a Mac game, that's why. The only option they have is just
a little bit. Oh, it probably ran on both, because it was probably just Macromedia Director or something.
Yeah. Automatic.
Yeah.
Oh, next gen.
It doubles or triples the gameplay of many 3 to 4 CD-ROM.
Oh, well, I mean...
That means it's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. It's but 3 to 4 times as much gameplay.
Playboy even loved it. Great.
Is it more than just a Western?
No.
Just a Western?
Just a Western. It's just a Western.
Cyberflix. Coming this fall.
Call it number.
Hi.
Hello, Cyberflix. I need Dust. Hello? No, Dust.
Is it more than just a Western?
They put me on hold. I don't know. I
think this guy wants drugs.
I'm looking for a little bit of that Red Jack's Revenge.
More than just the pirate game.
Oh, this is a Western!
Alright, I got a little treat for you. Check this out.
Skull.exe, I like where this is going.
Oh, no.
Look who had a demo.
Oh,
for Skullcracker! I am
not looking forward to this one. Vertigo-go.
It's not just a Western, you guys.
It's a demo, so, you know.
It's not just a demo.
I'm going to have everything in it. Let's see if I can figure this out.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
God, fucking video games. Computers were not for video games. This wasn't how it was supposed to go.
I'm kidding.
You could have, like, a spreadsheet. You could, you know, send virtual messages to your friends. You could look at still images of naked people.
What? Shit!
This is Dark Souls.
I don't know what the punch is. Oh my god, the controls are amazing! J is jump, K is kick, P is punch.
What?
Well, yeah.
It makes sense.
GameSpot gave us a 1.6.
It's a nasty beat. Makes me want to get nasty.
This is from 1996. I'll go before everybody's time. It was...
Whoa, what the fuck?
It was like a Tim McDonald kind. Yeah.
Yeah, punch that bird right in the face.
Oh, that was kind of silly.
This looks like the kind of game that would be on a TV show and they had to make up like a fake game.
Yeah.
And only had like, you know, $5,000.
We had to get Skullcracker!
Yeah.
Like a Simpsons episode or something.
Oh, no! Okay.
That's it for me. Wait, I
love
this piece. Loops well. I should
play this like a ride home tonight. Vinny, I don't think Skullcracker is a very good game. You should.
I'm gonna just run.
Zillion bastards are gonna pay for shooting up your bride.
What?
Fang!
Get out of here, Fang.
So I guess that means you are Skullcracker.
I am Skullcracker.
Fuck. Fuck. Go up, go, go, go. Up. Oh, weird, huh? How'd that happen? Huh, weird. Jeez, something totally screwed up. God, just crashed the whole thing. I guess we'll have to stop playing that then. Weird. Who would have thought that would ever... Oh, jeez, locked hold machine? Jeez, I guess we're really boned now.
Weird, it's just like somebody reached underneath and just like kind of hit the power button on it.
Who would do that? That seems crazy. I don't know. Yeah, no, that just doesn't even seem... You can't even make it go away. Yeah.
Button.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know how this has power anymore.
Yep. Hold down the button.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You holding down that button?
And all the reset buttons?
All right, well, whatever.
I can't make Skullcracker go away.
Well, that's something that'll be burned. Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. All right. I did it.
Whoops. Oops. I accidentally, the machine just crashed so hard it eventually just powered down.
Oh, man. Thank you to for the present, for the gift, for the Titanic. That was fantastic. That was from, I forget the gift. It was at PAX.
Jonathan Cyberflix.
Yes. Yeah, Cyberflix.
Yeah.
This counts as an official endorsement from Jack Bob. All these games.
Yeah, we love all these games.
It's a game.
Yep.
Giant Bomb.
I could not even find a copy to buy of Skullcracker. Just that demo is the only thing that seems to have survived.
It's a damn shame. Someone somewhere has a copy of Skullcracker.
Impossible.
It's on eBay. If you want it, it's $35.
What?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Comes in the user's guide.
Of course, yeah. Why wouldn't it? Oh, gentlemen.
Yeah.
We are going to play some video games.
Sports Friends is out next week. I've got a copy of it. I thought, why don't we play a little bit of Sports Friends?
Excellent. Fantastic.
And I think, you know, we'll do a proper quick look next week. We need to figure out like how we're going to play Joust in this studio. I mean, we'll just go have to... I don't know what the right way to actually do that is, but
we'll spread out real far.
Yeah.
We'll get a steady cam, a couple of different floors for roaming.
Well, we kind of still need to be close to a PlayStation, so.
What? That they fixed that.
No.
Remember, hand me one of those controllers.
Oh, well, I
mean, yeah, pass these controllers out here for some 4-player fun. You know, we have played all these games individually over time here, and you know, it's coming out, so let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me.
Crazy.
Uh-oh. Now they can see my thing.
You received a real name request. Just pick new user, probably. Whoever.
That was me. Right?
No.
Yep.
Nope. This process should be easier.
Yep. Nope. Press no.
I did.
Broke it.
Did you push?
I did.
Did you push no?
Are you synced up?
Just push the skullcracker button.
Oh. Yeah.
It's thinking about it.
Can you move the cursor?
Nope.
Huh.
Can you break the PS4?
Kidoki?
Uh-huh.
A real good day on
technical stuff.
There we go.
Great.
And we're going to wait for the net.
Okay.
Don't keep hitting it. You're just gonna break it.
What are these?
What was that?
That
yeah.
You're getting your CD-ROMs out of your.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Boy, I miss those.
Uh huh.
Don't use these for thumb drives.
All right. So.
All right. What is Sports Friends?
Sports Friends is a collection of video games. It has been in the works for what seems like 5 to 7 years now. This one was originally developed in 222 BC, so they've been working on Bari Ball for a while.
Quite a bit.
Let's start there, and I figure we'll move our way down. What do you say?
Yeah. So where it all started.
Yeah, let's see how to play. I feel like the last time we played this, there was a lot of, this controller doesn't work on the PC and all this other stuff, because it was a non-finished version of the game.
Yeah, now there's tutorial.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, touch the ball to grab it, square to throw, X to jump.
Hold.
Dashes. Down to fast fall. Experiment to find the other lost and hidden techniques. You ready for that?
I went to the right.
I went to the left.
I also went to the right.
I went to the left.
Okay. Oh, look, they have descriptions.
Yeah, nice.
I'm heavy and I'm tough.
Benny, what color you like?
Whatever the most... Opposite.
How about
okay.
that?
Yeah, that's good.
Does that work?
That's good.
Mr. Popo.
Mr. Popo says, I'm heavy and tough.
Whoa.
Both heavy.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
And tough.
Ooh, look at Plex.
Okay, yeah, I'll be Plex.
All right.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, let's start here. Let's
okay.
Open her up. Da 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 da.
Jeff, I have to object to your unfair advantage. You took the red controller.
That's true. I did take the red controller.
Oh, geez. It seems smaller than it used to be.
What?
This stage is the early stage, you know? It's small.
Got your back. Look at all these jumps. Bad jumps.
Pass it.
Oh,
no. Wait.
Oh, no.
We do want to be scoring on that. Wait.
You're scoring on the left.
We are? Yes, okay.
Oh, you punched me in the face.
Just making sure.
Oh, you got this.
Do it.
Start now.
Oh.
No. Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
My dad.
Oh, I got broke! Damn it! Oh, well, we haven't scored any points, so it doesn't actually matter. That's going.
Oh,
come on.
Fuck no, it's not.
Broke sign.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah,
oh, no!
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Son of a...
What's the break?
This when you, I think it's when you get hit and you have no jumps left.
Yeah.
Ah, I'll take it.
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
right.
Ugh.
Ah, shit.
Oh, uppercut!
Ah! Damn it.
Shoot.
Fuck. Square, yeah. Just lost all her points. I don't like that rule.
Yeah. I like where that's going. Got your back. Oh.
Wow.
That's...
Get it and get out of there!
Very strange sequence of events there.
Brad! Oh, nuts!
Everybody
got
die.
Shit.
Nope, shit.
Oh man, I lost the point there, Brad. Oh man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
What?
Some real professional play going on here.
Sudden death,
I think. As
mentioned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before mentioned,
let's go, Brad.
Sudden death.
Remember that plan we talked about?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Activate Project Omega.
Now or never.
Pass it up. That's the plan. No.
Oh, don't fall in.
I fell in.
That's. I think I.
Yes.
All right.
That's the win.
Oh well.
We're the greatest.
That's a pretty good play. That's yeah. A pretty good play. New map.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of role would you like to play?
Sure.
What am I doing? Where am I?
You're on the lower right.
I'm gonna stick with the same dude.
Can we turn down the number of jumps? I don't know. Feels like it a lot.
I don't think that's much fun. Personally.
I think
we had some fun last time we did it, but yeah.
It makes stuff go a lot faster because you fall in the water.
What do you say about Turtle Island?
Sure, I like those.
Sure, turtles. Who doesn't like turtles?
I'm not. I'm kind of indifferent about turtles, I guess. I don't really think. They're all right, but...
What am I doing here? How do I play?
You jump, and then you hit guys, and you want to get the ball in the water.
Down here?
You're right. Doing it, yeah. Don't fall in
yourself. Ah, shit.
Yeah, don't fall in. Oh, Matt Rory, volleyball master.
Oh, how do I play? Oh, what is this? Video games?
Who's who on the numbers?
I'm three.
I'm one.
Two.
I'm four.
Shit, I'm out.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's
yeah!
Our,
so
point.
Every time you fall on your own goal, you lose a point. That was a bit dribbling.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, crap. I think whenever you fall on any side.
Yeah, it might be
yeah.
Side.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck. I really fucked that up.
We'll run out of jumps.
Shit, something.
Oh, you should.
But he died after.
He died,
before
yeah.
Before the ball went
down.
Awesome. So you died with 0 points.
That's
and
a pro move.
That is a pro. Go and do that once. It's like Matt Rory playing a little offense there, keeping everybody occupied with Brad Shoemaker.
Oh, my God.
Rory's into the water.
Oh, fuck. Ah!
Oh, don't go in!
Rory, no, just. Oh, we had it!
Sorry.
You just have to let it Not sink. Really
keeping things interesting.
Oh. Fuck.
Yes!
And...
Oh.
I have no jumps. Doesn't matter because we have no points. Oh, it'll just auto shoot if you hold the button down. Oh, no, 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 no.
Good D. Solid D.
I have nothing. I just. Oh.
Yeah, this one could go into some.
Shit.
Oh no!
Shit, pumpkins.
Don't know what happened. Yep. That's two on the board. Just don't fall in the water.
Not fall in the
water. It could be a victory.
Fuck. I got knocked the fuck out.
That works.
Wow.
That was solid.
Alright.
Sorry about that, Brad, where I took the thing back up. But,
wait, what?
When I snatched it out of the water.
No, I know, but why are you apologizing, is what I'm saying, because we won decisively.
Yes, that was pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, they give you a lot of settings over kind of what you want
the
points to be.
Or Rod Poles.
Yes.
Yeah? I've heard that about you.
Came here.
Super Pole Riders is secretly the best game in this collection.
I'm also going to write a poll in the chat. Ominous. Ominous. Yep.
That's offensive.
Yep.
I'd like to remind everyone of my unquestioned dominance the last time we played this.
Humble, Brad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Into the bundle.
Yep.
I'm be a vaulter.
I'm who's a bender.
Who's vaulting with me?
I guess I'm vaulting.
Okay.
I am Death Grip Holmes. No, I'm adventurous. I'm just a Death Grip.
I'm open-minded bear.
I'm still Stone Cold Heather.
Oh, you gotta start at the front.
Yeah. Yeah, the later ones with their weird, I don't remember, like
water
that stuff.
In the...
Just need some time to...
Hello! Sets it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did I die? Haha!
Damn it.
Boom. Okay, now everyone's here.
Yep.
It's all about tip of the shoe.
Get it! Get it!
Nope!
Nope!
Nope! Nope. Just in time.
Came in from midair.
Right.
Nope.
Yep. Ride that.
Nope.
Fuck.
Nope. Riding it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got an open field. Dog. Foot in my face.
Ah! Right.
Dink.
Damn it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, no, no.
Big plate. Oh.
Yeah, get popped.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yes.
Well done. It's a beautiful coordination.
Jeez, jeez, jeez.
Fuck. Come on. Ugh. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah!
Thank you. Oh, that was well done. Oh, yeah. Oh, yep.
Get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck.
Oh.
Got bumped in the head.
Who is that?
Yep. Look at Brad. I'm gonna run some defense over here.
Fuck. Nope.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Man.
That was decisive.
Solid. What a kick.
Solid. Benders win. Benders take it. Marori, you can be a bender. You're an honorary bender now.
Own goaler.
Nice one.
Let's stick with open-minded bear.
Am I top, bottom?
You are the bottom right.
I'm going to be Death Grip GURP. All right. All right. Let's. I don't like flat irons.
Princeton's all right.
Princeton. All right. Let's try Princeton. Wait. What is that? The water in the middle?
That's the water.
Yeah.
Better than the bridge.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't. I just don't think I like any of the other stages in this. I think I just like the main stage. Yeah. Like this. Like lower than. Yeah. I don't. Just haven't gotten good enough at timing this stuff to.
Get out.
Feel good about it.
Get out. Out.
Oh, jeez.
Man, this really sensitive.
Yeah, I just got to get a certain feel for it.
Yeah.
It's a weird game.
Fuck.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Jeff both you and at the same time. Shit.
Nope.
Oh, no. No!
That was right. Oh, thank you for that assist.
Nope. Nope. Oh,
fuck.
Nope.
Save it,
man. Man. Yeah, I just. These other stages are not fun at all. I think it's just lame like this.
Yes.
You piece of shit bucket.
Fucking.
Yes, yes, yes.
Man.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't. I can't figure out how to play on those other ones. Like, it just doesn't.
It was up and it's both sides. They all do different stuff.
Yep.
Wait, both sides? What do you mean both sides?
So, like, I noticed that this one would always launch you. This one would rotate your stick back, but if it's already on the ground,
yeah, it's all positioned.
Up, will move it
over. Yeah.
It's just really weird.
Everything.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's the...
Yep.
It's because this bear is too open-minded.
Did anyone try again? You chat?
Go for it.
You chat?
Looking up drivers, maybe solve our audio issue.
Oh. Yeah. What is the issue? Can you explain what's going on with
the thing? Drew, did the audio go out again? Was that another problem?
Pick Rory.
Oh, it's me?
We're okay now.
Okay, but was it out again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's just go back to the...
So it seems like the audio traveling over the SDI is dropping out repeatedly since we upgraded to Wirecast 5.
Yeah.
Never
upgrade.
And could just be that Wirecast 5 is not...
Oh, yeah, triple shot.
There you go. And it's just not supporting the
current
drivers.
Ow.
So. After this, I'll try and update the drivers.
Break
a whole bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What a hit. What a hit.
Nice, nice. I'm falling up.
Oh.
Yeah. Got get gear.
Yeah. Oh.
No, you don't.
happening here?
God, they... that's what it is. They just keep fucking landing on us. What?
How am I going?
Rory, what are you doing?
Wind.
Yeah. Right. That's not... I don't think that's the way to do it.
You have to track of where I am and who I am.
You were not.
And that's just real life. That's
you,
not
you were the guy. You were the guy who ran off the course.
Yeah, well, you know...
Bear!
Thought there was something over there.
Bear, what?
Best out of three? We got one more, then. Because we won one when you guys won.
All right, yeah. Just
rematch it.
Oh.
Hey, Drew, can you cut my mic?
Oh, you can just straight up run up the pole and kill him?
Yeah, it's just any... If you're higher when you make contact.
Oops. Run it in.
Well,
can I get everybody's number again?
I am three.
I'm one.
I'm four.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
Fuck that.
Amazing.
Nope.
How did that not kill you?
Shit, jumped over it. Oh well. I'll take it.
Okay, we got
it.
Shit.
Fuck! Fucking Jesus Christ.
Woo!
What are you doing over there?
What are you doing over there? Where were you?
I was guarding the goal.
Felt good. Felt good.
Grip camper.
All right.
Yep. It's a video game.
Yeah. And we got a little Hokra.
Hokra.
So Joust has a bunch of crazy options, actually. I mean, before we get into that, like there's a secret options menu that I've unlocked. It's not that hard to figure out what you need to do, but...
What?
Oh, boy.
Oh, weird. They're popping up party notifications now?
Yeah. Allow no winners, an invincibility option, like a temporary, like energy shield kind of thing, kind of cool. Resurrect if you stay still. Yeah, I don't know. Some neat stuff in there.
Hey, Vinny, you want to take my controller? I gotta get rolling.
Sure.
There you go. Sorry. All
right, I got something. Yeah, you gotta play.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Bye, Alexis.
Bye, man.
All right. So remember how to play this?
Sure.
All right. Not that's really. The spirit.
Keep the
left stick to move the ball. X to dash. X to shoot. When you have the ball, put the ball in the goal to fill up the goal.
Yeah.
You can create your own arenas, but we're not going
to
do that. I'll be green.
I went to the right.
I went to the right.
I went to the left.
Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess I have to play Brad.
Oh, good. I'm on Rory's team.
Let's start in New York.
Everything starts in New York. What?
Strange time for that to happen.
Why is it?
This is Jeff Gerstmann's screen.
Make it bigger.
You could make it wouldn't it bigger. Let me. It wouldn't let me.
What number am I? Three?
I'm four. You're three.
And we go into our own color, right?
You go to the other guy's
color? No, it's your own. Pass.
You go to your own.
Oh, yeah, you can just go up there. Pass.
Yeah. Okay, so Jeff, you're one?
Yeah.
I see what's happening here. I see what's happening. I'm playing funny ball.
Oh, hell yeah. Can't catch me.
What a tease. Brad, you're such a tease. Shh. I like it. Get in there.
All right, you don't have to, that's right. You don't have to be holding it.
Oh, boom. Block for you.
No. What a hot pass.
I gave it away.
Still pretty hot pass.
Pretty hot pass.
I got shook.
Shoot down. You gotta either shoot it or pass it if they're coming for you. Oh, that's not where I'm
gonna go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh no. Yes.
Yeah, get it.
Defense.
Right. That's wrong.
Yeah,
it's my least favorite.
But, really? I like it a lot. I don't know. It's
not much fun for me.
This and Pole Riders for me, which is I initially thought it was going to be all about Barbari Ball, but apparently I'm fucking terrible at it, so.
Yeah. Hot dogs! Boom, going the other way.
Yeah, that's right. What a fake out.
Oh, it's like Harlem Globetrotters happening now. Nope. Nope.
Oh, God.
Nope.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's what you do.
Green. Green!
What, yes, that color.
I would try again.
Yeah, we want to try a different arena?
Sure.
Like a couple more of these.
Montreal.
All right.
Got a request from Montreal.
Wow. It's a French Canadian ass level. Can't trust it.
Good open, solid.
Oh.
Oh wait, there's a bar there.
Can you shorten something
when
you dash?
You lose a little bit of control when you dash.
Oh.
How are you supposed to take the ball and get the ball away?
That's line your up your shots before you dash.
Line up your shots? You're supposed to be shooting?
Well, you can pass.
Well, I mean, you know, line up your aim where you want to dash and
pass.
God, you had.
No, I was saying I was passing, but he caught it.
Oh,
dude, fuck this.
Huh?
Kings of Montreal!
You can have it. I rock that.
Alright, let's go. Let's play some more of the Barbari Ball. Let's take the jumps all the way down. Or take them
number
three.
Oh, alright.
That's Brad's favorite.
I don't know why you guys like that mode.
It might not be fun to play, but it's really fun to
watch. I mean, the only problem with it is that it just ends in 0-0 every time. Because everybody's constantly falling into the goals because you run out of jumps.
So
choose jumps. There we go.
Maybe go to four.
So you just don't end up with a score of any kind.
I'm
going left. Alright. You and me.
Wait. Oh, no, you and Matt. Nope, you and me.
Okay, alright.
Is that Brad over there on one side? Brad should play myself.
Fine.
Who did I end up with?
I am down at the bottom there.
I'm bottom right.
You're with me? You're,
yes.
You're, okay.
Yes.
Me and Brad.
Skipping.
I'm going to
okay, so everyone picks individually, so we have to, you know, like, what do we want? Four?
Yeah, Brad, you pick however many you want. If you need some more jumps, man.
Four sounds all right.
Four's fine.
All right.
I think we were doing three before. That wasn't enough.
Sorry.
Sure.
You guys use any of these special?
I don't even know how to do
it. I think you hold down the button to try to
go four.
Yeah.
Four is good.
That marble chamber.
Okay.
Marble.
Numbers, please.
Four.
One.
Two.
A whole... Wait, what?
Oops.
Oh, I missed it.
I forgot what I was. Suck myself down.
You got it, Brad? You got it?
This is fucked up. This is a fucked up level.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna watch it. There you go.
Yeah.
Fool, I got broke.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Get it. What? Oh.
Nice. Hey. Oh, that sucks.
What? The fuck's even happening?
So you can't recharge jumps when you're being assaulted?
Oh.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That really fucking sucks.
No shit!
That's some good A-class nonsense.
Oh god, I have no jumps. I have no jumps.
What the fuck? God damn it.
Where is it? Oh Jesus, I didn't see it.